To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We're going to spend a ton of time on both the college football Saturday and NFL Sunday over the next 45 minutes. We'll get back into all the craziness of a college football Saturday in about 20 minutes from now. Big story of the day, including what Georgia was able to do at home against Kentucky in just a few minutes as well. And we'll wrap things up, as we always do, by opening up the phone lines and inviting you to call us up and ask us anything. 404-726-0929 is the way we wrap up the show every single day.
Georgia game, the Ole Miss game, 3:30. They just released the time for that game.
How far in the future is that?
It's 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. Yeah. So Auburn this weekend at night, mm-hmm. right? And then Ole Miss at home at 3:30, you
yes.
said?
Yes, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
And then Florida after that.
Yes. That's, and then Texas after that.
Mississippi State in between.
Okay. Well,
Mississippi State, which is no bargain.
No bargain, especially going down to Stark. Going down to Stark, Vegas?
That's right.
Yeah, man.
Hey, man, credit to them. There's so much, like, obviously, you know, we're going to spend the majority of time talking about Georgia, Georgia Tech, and the teams at the top end of the college ball rankings right now.
Yep.
There's a lot of teams that have improved dramatically
yes.
over the last couple of years. Vanderbilt probably most obviously among them and is getting the credit for it. What Lebby's done at Mississippi State,
it's been really good.
They were a disaster, and obviously what happened with Mike Leach passing away and all that's just mm-hmm. a really tough situation. But to have them playing the kind of football they're playing, obviously they didn't do great on Saturday against Texas A&M, but still have had a pretty good year so far. I think Purdue is playing way better. I mean, again, they're not
Georgia players.
Great,
they got
so many, yeah. Purdue and Syracuse.
Purdue, yeah.
Oh, boy. Syracuse, another example. Like,
yeah.
They've played some really good ball, too. So.
Did you see that? But they played really bad.
Yeah, well, their quarterback's hurt.
And the backup quarterback got his butt chewed.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, dog, because he was awful.
Who did they play on Saturday?
I don't know who they played. All I know is I saw the clip of the quarterback getting his ass cussed out.
Uh-oh.
So you getting cussed out the way you got cussed out, that means that you did something really bad.
I think Fran Brown likes cussing people out.
I think it was OC.
Oh, it was?
Yeah,
okay.
It wasn't Fran.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
got
it wasn't Fran.
You see, I think he enjoys a little cuss out from
you. Yeah, Fran is Fran. You know what I tell you? You remember I said that Fran from around the way.
Did he say he was going to fight people that tried to steal their players?
They're going to have to come see me. If I quoted him right,
I really like
they're going to have to come see me. Or
really
I'm going to come
like
see
that.
You what?
Yeah.
Like, that's just one of the things. Like, you're pressing. You know what I mean? Who the
Because he's talking
pressing?
To somebody.
Yeah.
You know
oh,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
no, he ain't. That ain't just out there. You don't know. There was somebody specifically that did something or tried to do something.
Somebody was trying to talk to Angel. I don't know who it would be. Somebody was trying to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
And he's making a direct message to him.
Hey, man.
SMU got that.
Yeah, don't play me. Texas Tech had a big win.
Yeah.
We didn't mention them, though.
Man.
They're rolling along, man.
They're a good team.
They're rolling. They are rolling along. Justice had another good game
for
Michigan. Justice, I'm sorry.
Gaines has been
yes.
so good.
Yes.
And they've got a big one on this Saturday as well. Yes. USC. USC, who has been okay. Yeah. I mean, they lost to Illinois that week after Illinois got smoked by Indiana. Illinois has looked really good since then, too. They've had a couple really nice performances.
They smacked around in that game.
Oh, they got killed by Indiana.
Arizona State is going to Utah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's an
important one for Utah.
Yeah, that's this weekend.
Like we
up.
Just talked about with Texas Tech, like going up to Utah and doing what they did to them. anyway, I think is impressive because Utah is a good team.
They moved and pushed and bullied.
But for Texas Tech to be doing that, like, Texas Tech doesn't play defense.
No.
They never have.
No.
They've allowed 56 points in six games. It's
they
crazy.
They got the best defenders money could
buy. Or in five games. Five or six. But sure. Yeah.
I'm not mad at them.
I'm not mad. Don't mistake this as me criticizing.
Oh, no, I'm not saying you're
mad. Okay. That's just, it's cool what they've been able to do there, where they've never done that. Anything they've done or built around has always been throw. Like, you know what we should do? Let's pay $5 million for this defensive line and see if we can't win in the
trenches.
Because
you know what happens in college football? If you can win that, right? You have just as good a chance as anybody.
Yeah, they're good. They're very good.
If you can do that part right there. So, yeah, they
went
out there
to Houston and beat them down.
Yeah, beat. I mean, they whooped Houston's ass up and down the field. So, I mean, that's another one that you got to – I mean, where were – because you – we said Big 12. You picked two. Who'd you pick again?
I picked Utah.
You picked Utah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I don't believe that anymore. I think Texas Tech is better than them. I realize you got to stick with who you picked, but yeah, no, Texas Tech's the best team in the Big 12.
Yeah, Texas Tech got a stick.
And again, like that was also an important start for that quarterback too, Baron Morton, who got hurt in that Utah game. That kid Hammond came in and was dealing in the second half. So Baron Morton came out and played really well for Texas Tech on Saturday. Like, you keep that
hold
job.
Hold on, dog.
Because if he would have played bad,
hold
they would have been calling
Yeah, hold
the
on, dog.
Guy.
It's my job. Yeah. Let me show you how to do my thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for him, man. Exactly. Good for him. I mean, I got a good buddy of mine went to Texas Tech, so he's so excited.
Okay.
He's super duper excited. I'm like, well, yeah, don't even say it, Randy. Yeah, we bought him. So what?
So what?
I was like, I wasn't going to say nothing.
So did everybody else.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
How do you think Ohio State's got the best secondary in the country? That.
Yeah, man.
How do you think Carson Beck ended up at Miami? That. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody bought it. It's all right. How's Oregon do anything?
Yes.
They bought it. It's
Phil,
fine.
Man, Phil trying to get him one for you. Go out, man.
He might.
Phil, yeah. Phil trying to get him one for you. Go out, man.
This one's good. They're a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're better really than last year?
I think so.
Okay.
Because I think the quarterback's better. Right. I don't know. I mean, I think it's certainly the first time Dan Lanning has had like a real deal. Like national championship game type quarterback. Bo Nix was good, but they didn't, you know, little 5-yard checkdowns, fine. Gabriel probably maybe a little bit better, but still, you know, Dylan Gabriel. I think Dante Morris, I mean, he's going to be in New York at the Heisman ceremony.
Oh, right now it's him, Carson. Who else would you put in there?
I mean, Trinidad's about a performance or two away from being in the mix. I mean, Marcel Reed, Texas A&M.
He's playing good.
Is he
man.
In the mix? Probably.
He's playing good.
Yeah, Ruben. Look, I said it earlier. The Miami kid.
I mean, he'll be a defensive guy, but
just let him go.
Yeah,
he's not going to win it.
He's not going to win it.
Let him go so he can get some exposure and bring his family and all that kind of stuff. I know the defensive guys will never win it, but. Dude, Reuben Bain's so
Ty good. Simpson's third in the run
Ty
right
Simpson,
now.
Okay,
odds wise.
Sure.
Jeremiah Smith fourth.
That makes
Fernando
sense.
Fernando Mendoza fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mendoza is good. It's a big test for him this weekend, too.
I think it's Oregon.
Yeah, it
right?
is Oregon. Yeah, so that'll be a hell of a match. I'm assuming game day is going to be Eugene.
I would think so.
Okay.
I would think so. All right. Yeah, Indiana at Oregon, 3:30 on
Saturday. What's the line already?
Oh, let me click it. Come on, Internet. What are we going to do? You going to help me? It is Oregon by 7.5.
I can see that.
Yeah,
I see that.
All right,
I can see that.
Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Third and goal from the 11. They go underneath to Cash Jones. Jones with a stiff arm and a touchdown. Cash cashes in.
What a great play.
Yeah, there's nothing we did at practice to start faster. If we did, we'd do it every game. You know, I mean, we can't control that. So, I mean, we talked about it. We wanted to start fast. We wanted to bring our own juice. And, you know, we say FPE doesn't come in a pill. FPE doesn't come by way of an audience.
What's that
FPE
mean?
Doesn't come by – it's a decision you make. And our guys made the decision today to have it.
Yeah, man, I mean –
Do you want to guess?
What FPE stands for?
What's he talking about?
It's probably something derogatory.
Oh, you might not be able to say F.
Yeah, it's an F.
No, you can say it. What I mean, what it actually stands for.
No, that's P.
Yes.
Maybe the P is physical, though.
Keep going. It's silent.
Is the P physical?
No.
No.
This is something Kirby said.
Fight?
Close.
Okay, what is it?
We're going to play with fire. passion, energy.
Okay. Oh, okay. Fire, passion, energy. Okay. But, I mean, they came out, you know, and I mean, that was the one thing I wanted to see because we talked about we don't want to end the third, second quarter in a 7-6 or something like that.
Yep.
They came out, went and got right to business from the get-go. Gunnar Stockton played good. That play to Oscar Delp, you're right. Brock would have scored.
He just looked like Brock when he was
running. He was splitting up.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, Brock would have scored.
Brock would have scored.
Great job by Dylan Bell. Great job. They ran the ball well. Nate Frazier held him to the ball. Damn, he runs so fast and so hard.
He does. They sure don't give it to him very much, though.
Who?
Nate Frazier.
Fumbles, man.
I know.
Fumbles,
man. I didn't expect it to be 4-1 and winning games like this and Chauncey Bowens to be 15 carries
right.
And Nate getting 7. I get it. I've seen it. I understand why it's happening.
Yeah, I thought everybody played well. Defensively, they did enough to get themselves ready for this Auburn matchup where, you know, the cloud over what Hugh Freeze is doing, because they got talent. They got the problem where Georgia has problems. They got good damn receivers.
They do.
Yeah, good.
And they got
receiver.
A quarterback that
and
can
they got
run
a quarterback
around.
Around. But I'm able to say he's the most sacked quarterback in college football.
He is.
Yeah.
I do think, and you mentioned it, and you're right to mention it, he did get sacked 10 times in the Oklahoma game.
In a damn game.
And Oklahoma's defense is legit,
yes.
So I'm not trying to. But, yeah, like, you know, that'll skew the stats a little bit.
Yes.
But, okay, so say that's true. Say they're not good at protecting their quarterback.
Is Georgia going to get the quarterback on
Georgia's
the ground?
Georgia's not very good at getting to the quarterback, so hopefully that helps.
Yes. Let's hope that that's a key where you can sack the damn quarterback, because you damn sure ain't been able to do this year.
Nope.
But, hey, the win's a win, and it was good to see them control the game the way they did. I mean, Kentucky hit a couple big plays, the one little screen out to number one, I think it was, and he was able to get down the left sideline. And then the touchdown, just a damn miscommunication, tight end kind of delayed.
Yeah.
Everybody went with the back.
And he's wide open.
He's wide damn open and runs down the middle field. So,
yeah, I mean, you did what you needed to do against those guys. I also like, just on a Saturday where not everybody did this, we'll get back to Penn State and others in about 10 minutes. You didn't let anything that happened against Alabama linger
at all
against Kentucky.
At all. Another injury to the offensive line. That's
you hate to see that crap. You hate to see it. But it's just such a hallmark of a well-coached football team to move on and have everything focused on this Saturday. To be up 14-0 is exactly what they needed to do.
Right.
That did. It got a little bogged down in the second quarter where Kentucky scored and then Gunner threw that interception, and then it was kind of like,
right, where are you throwing it, Gunner?
I don't know.
And they kept saying, oh, he's throwing the intercept. Where the hell is he throwing the ball?
It was double coverage. Yes. Like, I don't know what he thought he was throwing it into.
Yes.
They kind of had a couple empty drives, and then they got it going in the second half, so it was fine. But yeah, to move on from the tough one to Alabama.
Fire, passion, and energy, Andy.
Fire, passion, and energy.
Bring your own.
He said, you can't, but you can, actually.
Yep.
You can bring your own fire, passion, and energy.
Bring your own.
And I can get you your first month supply for free. Just $5 shipping.
Promo code Andy.
BlueChew.com, promo code Andy. That'll bring some fire, passion, and energy.
Hell yeah, it will. Fire, passion, energy with the blue.
Yeah, man.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. That's not their slogan anymore. Isn't that a shame?
Oh, they take it away?
Yeah. We don't say chew it and do it anymore.
Maybe. Really?
I think
you overemphasize. I think you lean into it too much.
I think I overdid.
Hey, there's this guy. There's this damn guy in Atlanta. He's going a little too far.
It's gross. it's really weird. We gotta change the slogan. I gotta show you what they do want me to say though. Like what I think
you told me that last week. You showed
what
it to
I
me.
Actually say is way tamer than what they want.
I
me
know
to
you
say.
Showed it to me last week. Hey, Sports Talk with the Gamers presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all your local games live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/TV to get started today. Dude, you
dude,
told
I can't even say
you
it.
Told me about, read you, that, you showed that it to me yesterday.
Don't read it aloud, but just read that first line.
You can't say that.
Can you imagine if I said that? You,
I mean, it's on the paper.
It's on the paper.
It's on the paper.
But I'm not Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, dog.
I have some filter. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a lot of the other games that took place on Saturday. Got to talk about what happened to Penn State. Got to talk about what's happened in Texas. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. AMA coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Do you know who performed at Smyrna Market Village on Saturday evening?
No, tell me.
They had the Smyrna City birthday party celebration. Mm. A couple years ago, they had the Roots.
Oh,
out
sweet.
There.
Okay.
Saturday night, they had Kool and the Gang.
Get out of here.
Kool and the Gang performed just a couple miles from the house on Saturday night.
Did they go?
We were going to. We went over right earlier in the day on Saturday, and then you know how it is. We were going to be there all day. And
kids.
Yeah, right. We got there. And it was fun. We had a really nice time, but it was like, we got to get these guys out of here before they destruct.
Yes.
So, and then we were maybe going to try to come back. So we unfortunately didn't get to go. But yeah, man.
Cool. Oh, man.
Kool and the Gang in Smyrna? Dude. That's pretty good.
Man, Smyrna getting some acts.
That's not, yeah.
You get the Roots. And then you get some. Was like Lauryn Hill with them?
I don't think so. Oh, okay. That would have been awesome. last year they had this is not as good as the Roots or Kool and the Gang. They had the Gin Blossoms.
What?
Yeah,
I love the Gin Blossoms.
The Gin Blossoms. They had they had the Spin Doctors opening up for the Kool and the Gang. A 90s kind of one hit.
Okay.
Fits in the Tantrums. I Can Make Your Hands Clap.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
That.
Okay.
They were there. Smyrna's doing it.
I mean, what's going on there?
Tax dollars put to good use.
Yeah.
That is what I'm talking about.
Now, this is.
Do stuff like that.
This is that walking place, right, where that y'all go with Lily's classes,
yep,
right?
That's okay. Right. Yep, okay. Yep. Smyrna Market Village. They shut it all down. You can drink and walk around and
sweet
all that kind of stuff. There's beer gardens all over the place and vendors and stuff. Performers.
Nice.
They have big bouncy houses. The one thing that did happen, everything's okay and nobody's to blame, but it could have been bad. The big, big bounce house. You know, the one you got to walk up all the steps, mm-hmm, and you're bouncing down all the obstacles and stuff. Something happened and it started deflating.
Whoa. Somebody unplugged it.
Unplugged it.
Yeah. Something unplugged.
Like
right.
Yeah. but there's a bunch of kids in it, including mine. And so I'm right there, luckily. And all the kids kind of figured out what was happening, got out of there pretty quick, but some of them kind of started panicking.
Right.
Because when the air goes out of those things, you start getting swallowed up. So luckily, everybody got out, no problem.
Right.
They fixed it. Everything was okay. But there was a brief moment of like, oh, God.
Yeah, dog. That's one of the things where it's happened. We're the bounce house capital of damn Luber. That place right around the corner from my damn house. But that happened when I was at the house, when Lily was going to that thing. The plug got hit and it went down and everything. And I was like losing all hell. Because the last thing I want is somebody at my house with their children and something happened to them.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But I know that could be a scary situation.
It was all good.
But as long as they had a good time.
Everybody had a great time.
That's all that damn matters.
Everybody had a great time.
We lost 4-game lose streak, comes to an end, got beat by Grayson. Good game. But just when
the winning streak?
Yeah, just wasn't meant to be. So it got off week because they got fall break already.
Well, Cobb County had fall break 2 weeks
ago. Yeah, they got fall break.
It's crazy.
So off and then the playoffs start.
Okay.
So yeah, so they're excited about that.
So they'll get a little rest.
Get a little rest.
Like the Falcons.
Yeah, get a little rest.
Get your mind right. Get your body right.
Yeah, get a little rest and get to hang out and everything.
So the regular season is over?
Yeah.
What was the record?
4-3. No, 4-4.
That's pretty great.
4-4.
Given the 0-3 start and kind of the way it looked and the way you were talking about it.
Yeah, dog.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, proud of them.
All right. I know we talked about Georgia and their nice win over Kentucky. Good to see them perform like that, especially early coming off the Alabama game. Alabama with a really nice win against Vanderbilt. Credit to Vanderbilt, man.
That's crazy. We keep saying that.
Yeah.
Nice win. I mean, they did beat them last year, which was crazy.
They did.
Yeah, man.
And that was a good game. Vanderbilt played well.
Vanderbilt
on
played good.
Yeah.
Vanderbilt, it wasn't the same old Vanderbilt. We're gonna straight get destroyed coming down here to Tuscaloosa. They put up a fight. They're well coached. They have a leader who, you know, as much persona as he have and all the trash talking that he has, he's been talking trash in SEC media days. He didn't play good.
He did not have a very good game.
Yeah, he didn't play well.
And you're not going to beat – they're not going to beat anybody if he doesn't play well.
Right.
But especially not Alabama in Tuscaloosa trying to get revenge off last year. So Pavia has to play better than that in order for them to win. And look, they're going to get somebody else. Like they're 5-1. I don't know what their end of the season record is going to be. I don't know if they can sort of gather themselves after that one against Alabama and make a run at the playoffs. Maybe. That'd be really fun. But they're going to beat somebody – ranked and good in the SEC before the season's over because they're ranked and good.
Right.
So anyway, credit to them. Credit to Alabama. Alabama's playing as well as anybody is right now. People want to fire DeBoer still, or they're good?
I don't know, man.
They're happy with it.
Quick to jump to everything.
Because, like, when they were down in the first half, people were ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's out of gut. Like, relax.
I guess I can't. I was ready to fire Jed Fish on Sunday or on Saturday when the Huskies were down 20-0. I was about to
trying to find the login for that message board, Bunk.
I was about to reactivate that Dog Man account.
No.
I've never commented on a message board. I had my login just so I could read the message board because it's fun. I wasn't really going to do it, but I don't know. Couple drinks, feeling furious, watching Kalen DeBoer coach his ass off at Alabama. I was ready to fire off some anti-Jed Fish message board nonsense, but I didn't.
Thank you.
They came back and won.
Thank you.
They came back and won.
Thank you.
They came back and won. Florida State did not come back and win. Miami played really well in that game. 28-22 is not, in my opinion, telling of the way that game
went. It tells me about Miami pulling, like, letting off the like, don't beat the hell out of them. I know the state champs, whatever that means. Carson Beck was outstanding. Just outstanding.
4 touchdowns.
Just outstanding, man.
Played great.
You look at them, they were able to throw the football. They didn't run it too well, but, I mean, they had him slinging it. And this damn Malachi Toney, it's a bad somebody right there. That's a bad somebody right there. You get the ball in his hands and let him go.
Is he the fastest guy in college football?
The way he was eliminating angles.
Zachariah Branch, too, maybe?
Yeah, Zachariah. Oh, his ass. What is he? You don't field a damn punt at the 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that. I mean, but I need them, and go back to real quick, back to Georgia. They need to find ways to get him the ball other than the screen. I know you want to get to him fast so he can go and all those different things. Had a play last week on Saturday going downfield. He was open a couple times on deep crossers, and Gunner just don't throw it to him.
Yeah, don't be afraid to throw it to him down the field.
Yes.
I know they love their screens.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes.
Bobo loves his screens, and they work with him. He scored on a couple of them. But, throw it to him down the field.
Yeah.
All right, so Texas is in bad shape.
Yes.
They had this question earlier today on TV. I don't think it's even close, but which loss was worse, Texas or Penn State?
Penn State had to be, yeah.
Penn State, that's the worst loss of the season anybody's had.
I mean, for them to get a coordinator who got there Tuesday, you said?
Well, he was there, but he got promoted.
Oh, got promoted Tuesday.
Yeah, Jerry Neuheisel.
They gave up 280 damn yards rushing.
Not only that, they did that with the highest paid defensive coordinator in college football.
They went and took him.
Penn State has the highest paid defensive coordinator in college football.
Yes.
Jerry Neuheisel got promoted to offensive coordinator on Tuesday.
He was drawing up the play cards for the scout team.
Yeah, man. And you saw him. He's like 28. I don't know how old he is, but he's not old. Obviously, he's Rick Neuheisel's son, and he played there and all that kind of stuff. But
33? Okay.
He was 33. All right. God, time flies. That's crazy. He's on the sideline looking like a Targaryen.
Yes.
Putting 40 points on Penn State after Penn State lost the tough one in double overtime to Oregon. And they lost to Oregon twice. Discredit to UCLA.
No, like, there's no doubt about
that's
it.
That's what happened in
but
that
then it goes
game.
Back to, you know, and when we're sitting down and James Franklin, I didn't have him ready, blah, 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 has a throw in the time difference and all that other stuff.
Nobody wants
to hear that crap. Got embarrassed. Mm-hmm. Nico looked good. He ran. He looked good throwing and running the football.
He combined
also
for five touchdowns.
Yeah, looked good throwing and running the football was a big part of why they ran. Why they won the football game. But yeah, Penn State just didn't show up, man. And then when they tried to battle back, it was a little too late.
So what happens now? I mean, that's a tough one to bounce back from. I mean, they're not dead because they only have two losses,
right,
and it's this era of college football. But like, the idea that they're going to navigate the schedule at Ohio State.
They got to get that one.
Oh, yeah.
They got to get
all of them.
Yeah, but who they got coming up?
They got a couple nice ones. They got Northwestern, but then they got to go to Iowa, which sucks.
Oh, yeah.
That's never fun.
Right.
Iowa's going to make it hard on you. Then at Ohio State. Then they have Indiana right after that.
Okay.
And then they finish with Michigan State, Nebraska, Rutgers. All games they can win.
Yeah.
But they were just 27-point favorites against UCLA.
27
so
points.
Who are they going
to
be?
Coming off of some situation where you're like, okay, lost a heartbreaker at home to Oregon. How does your team respond?
Yeah.
And they responded like crap.
Yep.
They responded like crap. And it's one of those things where you start looking at James Franklin. Can he get it done?
Yeah.
It goes away from who you're going to hire who's better than him.
Exactly. Because that loss right there is just a lot different than the other ones.
Yes.
The other ones are, all right, you were playing a number three team and you took them to overtime, or last year playing Ohio State at their, you know what I mean? Like,
yes,
there's different types of losses, and the ones that they have had over the last couple of years were against teams that were probably better than them, and they were relatively good games.
Yes.
Not this one. This is a different deal.
Yeah, man.
Like, this is, and again, in this era of 12-team playoff, and, you know, you can get in even if you're not in your conference title game, all that kind of stuff, maybe they can do it, but I don't know why anyone would have any confidence in that now.
No.
And the funny thing is, it takes a long time to change the way you think about things. Going back preseason and thinking about the teams that I thought were going to be really good was based so much on like the old school way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they're bringing back.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing these guys back and you've seen them fall in big moments. Like, Drew Aller has kind of choked.
And it don't
moments.
Help that the guy who left.
Yeah, Bo Prabula's undefeated.
Yeah,
right now
it don't help that that's going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't help that that's
definitely
going
not
on right now. But yeah, I mean, them in Texas, they're up against it, man. And Texas got to get ready for the Red River Shootout against a game Oklahoma. And you thought their Florida defense was tough and rough. This Oklahoma defense is rough and tough.
Yeah, no,
and so
Oklahoma,
it's going to be a thing, man.
Ohio State, some of the best defenses in the country.
Yeah, man, so. Yep. They're the top 25.
Here's what I'll say about those two teams, though. Their coaches are, we talk about them the same way,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously good coaches. I'm not trying to sit here and act crazy and say Sark and James Franklin aren't good coaches.
Because they are.
But they're not great coaches.
Yeah.
And they lose to coaches that are better than them when they play them.
All the time.
And that's the truth of a lot of these seasons, with Sark going back years and James Franklin for his entire tenure at Penn State. So we should have known. What I'm saying is we should have known.
Yeah.
We should have seen it coming. For whatever reason, everybody thought it was going to be different. And it's not different.
No, it's not different at all.
It's not different. It's the same thing. It's the same thing every year.
Yeah, well.
Our team's won.
Damn sure did.
Abe's team won.
What team is that?
Indiana and Oklahoma and Florida.
Oh yeah, I like which one he's claiming. He got his Florida
shorts
on.
Only one of them played this weekend.
Indiana had a bye. Getting ready for Oregon. Oregon plays six different Big Ten schools this year. I'm not trying to make any excuses for Oregon, but that sucks. Like, why is the Big Ten doing that to them? They're trying to make them pay for joining the conference?
How the hell did Ole Miss get Washington State this late in the year?
I don't know. Huh. And what the hell is Washington State thinking going to Oxford this late in the year? Ole Miss might beat them by 70 points. Genuinely might beat them by 70 points. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
92.9 The Game.
Feel pretty confident about that. When Mike Conte joins the show tomorrow at 11:40, like he always does, we'll have a Hawks preseason basketball game to talk about. It'll be game week for the Falcons.
Yeah.
And he'll probably... It's almost game week. We'll be within a week.
Hey, dog.
A feeling he might talk about Coach Hot Sauce.
Yeah.
You might talk a little bit about Coach Hot Sauce tomorrow at 11:40. Because last week he was so reasonable. He was like, yeah, it was close, man, and it wasn't really on the coach. on the quarterback.
It didn't help that he was there, too.
No, I know. Yeah, Conte was in the building.
You're
was
making
in...
me uncomfortable. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's James Franklin? That's not from Saturday, right? That's
I hope not. I was like,
dial down the tone, buddy.
What did we say?
All right. Hey, a bunch of phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. The AMA, as always, brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. But we do have a couple folks. We'll start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Andy, Randy, what's going on, fellas? Happy Monday.
Thank you, Mo. How are you?
Hey, so I just so happened to be watching an interview with Steve Harvey, and they asked him who his Mount Rushmore of comedians was. I found it kind of funny that he put himself on there, because usually, I guess the question, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong, is usually phrased, who is your Mount Rushmore? And usually when the person get asked, they supposed to already be on it. But I'm just wondering, who's y'all's Mount Rushmore of comedians, and I felt like Steve Harvey left Red Fox off of it. And who is your go-to artist in the car to listen to?
Oh, okay. I liked how he answered the question.
I do too.
Because he was like, we're not doing a Mount Rushmore. These people deserve their own statues.
Yes,
in front
of the building. I loved how he did that.
And he was, I mean, what did he mention? He mentioned all the right people. Yes. He said Richard Pryor. Yes. He said Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
They talked about Bernie Mac. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, I don't do Rushmores because of that simple reason.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of Rushmores.
Yeah, we don't do a lot of Rushmores. A lot of Rushmores. I like all those guys.
I like all those guys.
Yes.
George Carlin. Who else? They have to be old?
Yeah, I mean,
modern. I mean, I love Dave Chappelle. I've always loved Dave Chappelle. It's okay. Is the statute of limitations over on this one? I think Louis C.K. is an excellent stand-up comedian. I know he did some weird stuff.
Not a big fan of him.
Oh, you don't like him?
Yeah, not a big fan.
I think he's
great. Not a big fan.
Can't be doing that.
Yeah, you can't do that. But no, I don't do the Rushmore thing because you're always going to leave somebody off, and I can't like one more than the other. I love all comedians. I love everybody from Pryor to Eddie to damn Robin Williams.
Yeah, you that's know, another great
I mean, there's so many great comedians. I can't do a Rushmore.
Artist in the car?
If I listen to music in the car, Burner Boy. Burner Boy. Anything. Reggaeton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Who have I been listening to a lot lately? We went and saw the Avett Brothers. I always listen to the Avett Brothers, but we went and saw the Avett Brothers in Savannah a couple weekends ago, and a band opened for them called the Brook and the Bluff.
Uh-huh.
Really like that band.
Uh-huh.
I've been listening to them a lot lately.
Kinda My Pam like was at Chris Brown's show.
Brook and the Bluff. Oh, was she?
Yeah.
She didn't get on stage, did she?
I don't know.
Hope not. there's some wild stuff on stage.
Yeah.
All right, Mike's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, fellas? So this the scenario. It's like your birthday weekend. This is for you and Randy, both of y'all. So it's like your birthday weekend, and you got your missus and everybody with you, and they having like this karaoke, and you get to steal somebody's voice for that day. Nobody know you're going to be able to sing like that. I'm going to take Teddy P.
You're damn right, Mike.
I'm taking Teddy P.
Yep.
But you guys know somebody's soft sauce. So I'm going to hang up and listen, man. Who y'all picking?
Oh, I'm taking Teddy P.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I am taking Teddy damn P.
That's good.
And then I'm coming in that thing. Because there's one thing to like here. And obviously, my wife adores and loves karaoke. It's that. But it's one thing to be that person. And we've been to plenty of karaoke places where there's people who come, like, dressed up.
Oh, yeah. Like people are very into it.
And I'm just like, okay, y'all need a freaking life, okay? You're up here with this sequin shirt on.
Yeah,
like, come on, man. It's just
karaoke. Not a Got Talent audition?
It's just karaoke,
give
man.
This
Ain't
minute.
Nobody in there.
Hey, man.
All right?
It's having a good
Ain't
time.
Nobody in there, all right?
I mean, you know, if you started singing like Teddy Pendergrass, it would be shocking to people, yeah. But also not that shocking.
But I mean, you can.
You know what I mean? If I stood up there and started sounding like Marvin Gaye,
yes.
Like looking like me,
yes.
People would be like, what the hell?
But I'm just saying, though,
on?
There's no way in hell I could freaking like get up there. I would tell them, hey, turn it off. I got this.
Yeah, we're going a cappella.
Turn off the lights. And I'll make sure that the bar, hey, click them things off, man. You can't tell me you get up there and sound like Teddy P. Yeah. But yeah, definitely.
All right, Jeff's in North Georgia. Hey, Jeff.
What's going on, guys? How are y'all today?
Hello, Jeff. We're pretty good.
I am flying, Andy, to Seattle tomorrow. Me and the wife going to do the little Olympic Peninsula kind of trip, getting outdoors a little bit. And just wondering if you had any recommendations, either some good spots to see, good spots to eat, something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, I assume you're going to the Olympic National Park, which the whole thing is going to be awesome. I don't know if your wife is a Twilight fan, but the town where Twilight took place is out there, Forks, Washington.
Okay.
Or at least it's kind of funny to drive through because it's just all vampire stuff everywhere.
Really?
Didn't used to be like that.
Is it big Halloween and stuff like that?
I would have to think.
Oh, probably.
Like this year, time of year would probably be the time to go out there too. And then any of those towns kind of up on the water, on the sound there, like Port Angeles, Port Townsend, all really nice. There's a town called Squim, which shockingly gets the least amount of rain of any town in the country.
Hmm.
Who would think?
In Seattle
In Washington. Right. On the, like, right next to a rainforest. It's like in some weird little...
They got rainforest up there?
Yeah, the Olympic national park is a rainforest.
Oh, okay.
Now, it's not like, you know, like a fun jungle rainforest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It just rains a lot.
Oh, okay. It's a forest.
And it's a forest.
Oh, okay.
But no, you're going to have a great time. You're going to have a great time up there. Ray is in Woodstock. Hey, Ray.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, so question for you guys. One thing, Rand, I called you a couple years ago and asked you about getting the jackets for the Born Hard Boys, and you dang near cursed me out because you said you ain't no damn boy. But also, what is the greatest, give me your top four sports montage movies, like the motivational sports movies. So any of the Rocky collages where he's training, or maybe Rudy, where he's trying to make the game. Give me your top four sports movies that's got the best motivational, like, training scenes.
All right, Ray.
Appreciate it, Ray. I ain't putting Rudy in there. All right, that was a bunch of crock.
I'm good on Rudy.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on him.
Anybody that writes a movie about themselves.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good on that.
I mean, Rocky. Obviously, Rocky. He said it, but he's right.
Which part of which movie? Like everybody talks about part four being in Russia and all the snow and all those different things. The first one when
I like the first.
I like the first one. Mine is when Adrian Tubbs in the wind. And then Mickey goes, "What are we waiting on?" You know, I like that. That was mine.
I love Major League when they just have the montage of them starting to play well.
Yeah.
And you've got like the headlines, and then the groundskeepers are like, they're still whatever blank.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
that's a good one. Training montage. No, man, none of the other ones like come to mind
Remember the Titans when they're at Gettysburg?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, the run. The run to Gettysburg.
Okay.
That was good.
I feel good about that list.
Yeah.
that's the twin brother, by the way, of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Top four list. It's the same thing as a Mount Rushmore.
I would have said, you tell me top four, I might give you a list, but the Rushmore and GOAT, they're hand in hand with me.
404-726-0929. That one says B on it, but is there really a B there? There's someone named B? No, there's no one. All right. We need a few more phone calls. Petered out a little bit. It's all right. Rack them back up. We got about five more minutes. 404-726-0929.
Now tell me this about this rainforest park y'all going to. Like, where he's going to.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a national park. Mm-hmm. It rains a lot, mm-hmm. but nothing like, I'm sure it's like some deer and some bears and stuff.
Yeah, probably some bears. There's all kinds of wildlife, I'm sure, but not like it's not like a tropical rainforest.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay, you said you got some bears.
Yeah, there'll be bears. There will be bears at the Olympic National Park. Just bring your bear spray and some bells.
Have you ever seen somebody use bear spray to get their ass beat up by a bear?
I've never seen anyone use bear spray.
Okay.
But you don't want to see that. That's not a good situation.
So there's no telling if it works or not.
I mean,
have you ever heard an experience? Like people like who endorse a product.
Right. No. I've never heard anyone have to use it.
Okay.
If you're smart, then you won't have to use it.
Right.
You only have to use it if you get yourself into a bad situation. And a grizzly bear, that bear spray, they just refer to it as it's human seasoning.
Okay.
For a grizzly bear, you're not stopping a grizzly bear.
Exactly.
You're not stopping a grizzly bear with a gun. You're not stopping a grizzly bear with bear spray. Like, you just got to try to not sneak up on them. Or don't go
near park.
Don't go to a place that has them.
Yeah.
If you're worried about it, then don't go.
They got grizzly bears up there?
No, they won't have grizzly bears at Olympic National Park now. But black bears.
Okay.
And probably like cougars.
Ah!
I mean, there's stuff in the park. I mean, every national park has something that'll
kill you. I agree with you, but you said, oh, yeah, it's some cougars.
Cougars, something like that. Yeah, some sort of large cats. You know, just be careful. Just be careful. Melanie is in Buford. Hey, Melanie.
No way.
Hey, Randy, I saw you this weekend at the Parkview Park, and I was wondering if you stayed for the 8th grade Norcross Parkview game and what your thoughts are on youth sports kind of going that far.
I did not stay. I knew that because I was tired because Georgia had the noon game, so I had treated the noon game like it was a night game, so we started early and everything like that. And so by the time the game got over, everybody was like, because my Aunt Pam and them were there, she's like, oh, we're staying for this game. And so we went back to the car. Mama and Uncle Dave came to the car, and Samson and them asked if they can go. Him, my nephew, can we go back over and watch? I said, yeah, y'all can watch like 20 minutes. I guess it was some big deal. I don't know what happened, but I know that when we left, Parkview was kicking the crap out of them. You know?
Yeah, it was 56-6 at the end.
Yeah, they were kicking the crap out of them.
Melanie, what's the big deal?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. When I was there, everybody was trying to like they were pumping it up like it was like something happened or something. Oh. And Samson was like, obviously these kids got all these TikToks and everything. I guess something happened online.
The Parkview kids had been popping it for about a week.
Yeah, because so they, remember they got suspended for a week because they got to fighting.
Oh no.
But that's all. I just remember that, and it seemed like it was like the intensity. It was crazy. Okay. But I never knew what it was. And then Samson told me when he got back to the car, but they beat the hell out of Norcross.
Okay,
beat the dog crap out of. There's some big ass eighth graders.
There's some big ass eighth graders too, man.
So I never considered, but obviously, like you know, eighth graders have TikTok.
Yeah, but
probably on there talking trash. Yeah,
but all I know is you can feel something.
Okay,
you know, and I was like, because it was at night. Because by then it was like getting close to like seven. So you're like, damn, it's like. Damn, eighth grade view game.
Can you imagine there being hype for a game you played in eighth grade? That would be wild.
Dude, I was like.
Like that?
Yeah, it was crazy, but you felt it. But sure. I was like, yeah, okay, sure. I guess. But then Samson, he said, they were popping off. Okay. Yeah, then, I mean, Parkview went out there. When we left, they were up 30-3 or something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
David is in Canton. Hey, David.
Hey, guys, what's going on, man?
Hi, David.
How's the day going?
Pretty good.
Awesome.
Great to hear, man. I just had a throwback question for you guys. Do y'all remember the cartoon that came out, Pro Stars, with Michael Jordan? I think it was Bo Jaskin. It was like a cartoon.
Say it again?
Pro Stars, the cartoon?
Oh, yeah, but Wayne Gretzky and Bo Jackson and Michael Jordan, right?
I don't remember it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if they redid that, man, who would you like to see play those characters, man?
Oh,
who would
man.
You like to see in this?
All right. Thank you,
man.
David.
Oh, man.
So just first of all, what was it?
It was a cartoon. It was All-Stars. It was Michael Jordan.
And it was really their voices?
I don't know about all that. But it was Michael. It was Bo. It was Wayne Gretzky.
Okay. So we're talking early 90s.
Yeah, right? I think that's what it was.
91. You're correct. Those three.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So I remember, they had a cartoon. I mean, LeBron would be one of them.
I guess.
Right?
I mean, LeBron did Space Jam 2 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Mahomes is easy to voice.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Yeah. Right,
yeah. Get the guy who does Kermit.
Who's the hockey player?
Would you go baseball instead of hockey?
I'll go baseball.
Or even soccer, maybe even.
I'll go baseball.
Like Messi or something, because he plays in the U.S. now.
Yeah. I would go baseball.
Who's your baseball guy?
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, Aaron Judge. Yeah, there we go.
LeBron, Mahomes, and Aaron Judge. What do you think they're getting up to?
I don't know.
Were they fighting crime? Like, I don't know the show.
It was so long ago. Yeah,
they are fictional superhero characters.
Yeah, that's kind of awesome.
It was pretty cool. Miss Rebecca said Miracle was the best.
Miracle's great.
Yeah, it was
great
fine.
Movie.
Yeah, I just, you know.
It was really happened.
It was happened, though. That's what I'm saying.
It's a true story.
It's a true story. Rocky didn't really happen.
Nah, it didn't.
Unless he tried to steal a damn storyline from somebody. That can't really happen.
Yeah, miracle.
Like, you ain't going to Russia to beat him after he killed Apollo. Never going to happen.
All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
Dude, there's
the show hits into the final stretch. It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Man, Rocky got knocked down 10 times.
He got hit by 70 haymakers and won the fight.
Yeah, you need yoke to get yoked.
Liam Cohen has spunk.
Randy likes his own ass print, not somebody else's.
Yes.
And Carolina's not the right team to have behind you when you're talking trash.
Yeah, man. We coming through.
And for those keeping track at home, the F does not stand for physical.
Okay. Talk to you tomorrow at 11. Have a great rest of your day.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.